And it's like, get out of here, Urkel. Get your Urkel ass out of here. Urkel ass MF Urkel M Urkel. He is Urkel.
Right.
Because he goes out and you see him on interviews now.
Yeah, man. Well, I've been doing the character for quite a while. You know, what up? You know what I'm saying? So I've been, you know, doing the Urkel thing, but I also got my rap act together and I'm going to be doing some movies now with this ending.
And then the reporter, so Urkel.
Hey, Urkel, do that Urkel thing.
Well, okay, I'll be Urkel for.
He doesn't like doing the Urkel thing anymore, but it's like his paycheck. So right. He's got to milk it. But you know all the guys in the community are just like, get Urkel. You are Urkel ass Urkel. And that's pretty much it.
Oh, that's pretty damn funny, bro.
Poor guy.
All right, we got to get the hell out of here.
Yeah, where are we going, Opie?
Well, at 3 o'clock, we'll be at Newbury Comics, Route 9 in Natick, with the rest of the AAF gang, signing copies of Royal Flush. We'll be there from 3 to 5. I think we'll be there until we sign everyone's copy, right?
Yes.
And Doug Green's on your radio next. Doug, all your little girlfriends have started calling. They're wondering if you're going to be on today.
You give my home number, then I got
it. Wow. If you want, I could.
No.
They don't have any pubic hair yet, but if you really want me to, I'll give you the...
I'm sorry, is Otto in the building?
Doesn't Doug have the radio guy voice?
The girls love Doug.
Hi.
They Doug. Love Doug.
How you doing? Go ahead, say something.
Okay.
I'm not saying anything.
He's got that smooth...
Right now.
You're a smooth operator on the radio, bro.
We're going to have some Metallica coming up next. Doug on your radio.
So I'm the guy you guys make fun of. on the radio. No, I see how it is.
As long as you don't end up on one of those fag stations doing a two for Tuesday.
Everybody. Right. It's Doug, and now we got some Mariah Carey coming up.
I've done that. I've already gotten that out of my system.
Were you
system.
On an animal station?
No, I
like
wasn't.
Like the eagle or the fox?
I was on
Foam Rubber 103.
Foam Rubber 103. Heard that the other day?
Yesterday, as long as the announcer's got a cool voice, anything sounds hot.
Listening to Foam Rubber 103. The foamiest station around. Foamy.
Very good.
Mountain. WMNT. Mountain 105. Gotta kind of get three letters to make a whole word.
There's a station called The Peaks.
The Peaks. WPKS. The Peaks. How can we make a word out of three letters? Let's see. I liked mine yesterday. WGBL, was it?
GBL, right.
WGBL.
GBL, the gerbil. WGBL. You're listening to the gerbil. We're on it.
What about WCLT?
The clip.
You can't say that word on the radio.
It's a radio station.
In San Francisco. Okay. No, that station wouldn't be in San Francisco.
That's true.
That's WDIK. Dick 105. Yeah, we got the dick. Dick 105.
We got your butt rock.
Ass.
All right. Well, Doug, have fun with all your little girlfriends.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Doug on your radio next.
we got to tease this.
What are we teasing?
How would you... here, do it in your radio voice.
Let's see. How would you like to spend a week at Club Med in the West Indies with Opie and Anthony? Those two a-holes. Find out more details Monday afternoon starting at 3.
Hey, I heard something about this.
Yeah.
Is that the West Indies?
Yeah. We're
going to the West Indies?
We're
going
to be close to Haiti broadcasting live.
Yeah! Oh, my God.
We can mess with the boat people and stuff.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and we're going to bring some listeners. Like, Sam Adams is throwing this huge party down there. And we're going. We're broadcasting live, and we're bringing some listeners, and we'll have all the details starting Monday at 3.
Beer and down there.
Beer and down there.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That will be cool.
All right, listen Monday afternoon starting at 3.
And we'll see you this afternoon. Once again, Newbury Comics, Route 9 in Natick from 3 to 5.
Doug on your radio next.
107.3 WAF, the only station that really rocks. Black Lab and Wash It Away. It's Opie, it's Anthony.
I don't know how we're going to get through this without this guy cursing.
Come on, weak and ease. We're so cold, you know. I mean, we got a thought somehow, guys.
Yeah, if you curse, those 400-pound bouncers will be in here to kick your ass back on the curb.
Yeah.
To the phone booth, you go.
Boston.
What's your last name, Jeff?
Emer, sir. Yeah. Emer, it's a good Polish name.
And you're from Canada?
I am from the home of Bobby Clark, Flin Flon, Manitoba, sir.
All right. And he is the inventor of the number one selling board game in America.
Absolutely. You know, it's number two of the bullet, though. I'm not taking number one status yet, but Trivial Pursuit, look out, boys, because we are coming after you.
The game is called...
You know, I'm only about 80 million behind, but, you know, I'm picking up steam.
Are you picking up steam? Okay. The game is called Rumors. You've probably seen it in your favorite mall. And Jeff is here to promote the game a little bit, but
I'm a bit confused.
Yeah, well, get in line, buddy. I'm from Canada. You know?
Well, why don't you first explain what you brought us here?
Oh, I have for your female listeners. I had the good fortune of having knowledge, carnal knowledge, with a beautiful woman this morning, and she said, "You may take my lingerie if it does Opening Anthony some good. You may auction this on air. You may do whatever you want with the money, but maybe give it to charity."
Whoa.
Now it is a lovely, lovely piece of I believe it's Victoria's Secret. I'm not sure. It has a kind of a green hue to it, and I'll tell you, it still has the gentle aroma.
It's soiled.
It looks like
Come on, man. No, that is not so. That is just pure love. Yeah, that is pure love on there, boys. So you know, let the bidding begin.
Anthony is handling.
Do I hear an opening bid of five? It's all for the cause, guys. It's all for the cause.
Handling it with a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Like when you pick up a hairball.
Well, Jeff, hold this up because I want to see what it looks like.
Sir.
It's lime green lingerie.
Right.
It is
one piece. I believe
it's like a slip.
And I'm going to take such serious heat for this, gentleman, but it is like, I believe, a 34E, gentlemen.
Look at that mess.
Man, I tell you, it was a lovely morning, and man, am I going to take some heat for this.
Oh, that looks like something that
come on,
trash.
Yeah, hey, you're talking about that girl, boys. You know, you're talking about the most beautiful woman in the world.
Yeah, sure. And where is she from?
Planet Earth, I think.
Oh, Planet Earth,
yeah,
okay.
Just outside.
Is that what smells in the studio?
Hey,
it's
stop
the lingerie,
that.
Right?
Stop that. No, that's you, boys. That smell was in here before I got in here. No, you know, I didn't bring that smell with me. What do you want to talk about? Come on. Let the bidding begin on that thing. We're moving on.
Actually, there's some sick listeners out there that will put a bid on the soiled lingerie.
We're starting at $100. I am not letting that go for less than $100 because I got to replace it.
You didn't invent this game to pay for a Coke bill, did you? Jesus. Didn't pay your dealer off.
It's a real thing, buddy. Come on. I got to Boston, man. It's like way warmer here. I'm just thawing out.
Well, first of all,
I'm just thawing out, buddy. Actually, I met these two incredible women on the plane.
Yeah. First of all, who dressed you this morning?
I swear, come
like
on.
This lime green. What kind of shirt is that?
It's Kermit the Frog Green. It's a fuzzy. I'm a fuzzy Kermit.
It's a fuzzy Kermit the Frog Green. He's got a bright orange shirt under it and a cowboy hat.
You fit in Boston.
Yeah, me and Billy Buckner, man.
Oh, ouch. All right, Brian, hit the phone and see if there's any bids on the soiled lingerie to begin with.
And if you guys are real nice, we got some more stuff for you. We Canadians are very generous because you're up there just kicking the crap out of us. So we may as well give you anything right now. We'll just give it all to you now because you're going to take it eventually.
And where'd you find this thing? A little party favor.
Yeah, well, you know, you'd have to describe exactly what's going on there. But, you know, that was shades of what was going on this morning. It was... I was never that good.
God.
I was never that good, but, man, you know, I was taking pointers from that guy.
Anthony, explain this.
It's some plastic wind-up thing where a guy is in the process of having sex with a woman.
And look at the look on her face. Come on, look at the look on her face.
Well,
now, is that not the look of, I got to rush and buy a box of rumors?
All right, wait. I want to play the sound on the air. This is the guy going at it with the girl and this little sex toy. Here it is. Shh. Wait.
You gotta hold him just right. If you don't hold him just right, he gets all tender and upset. Oh, there he goes. Look at him. He's rocking now.
I'm exhausted.
Give me a cigarette, man. He's not.
Cigarette.
I think you need some pot to mellow out.
Well, you boys should be crushing Prozac in that coffee out there, man.
All right. Yeah. All right. I cannot believe you actually invented a game, but we'll go with that concept.
Does it actually work, or is it just one of those games that like no one even gets?
I got way too much free time on my hands. Does it work? It works indeed. Now, here's, I'm going to give you guys the rundown on this thing. Here's the Reader's Digest. This game was launched in Los Angeles at September 22nd with a cast of friends. We're all hanging out, spreading rumors out there, and in a couple weeks, it's hitting the world at the New York Toy Fair. Here's how it works. You hang out with your friends, and you spread rumors about each other. Now, when a rumor gets spread, like Opie, rumor has it you indeed have had sex in the last 24 hours, the rest of the group decides what is true of you. So you will put an answer face down. That answer will be either true or false, and everyone else is going to put their answer down, and it's either going to be true or false, attempting to match your answer.
Right, right, right.
All right, so you know, just for fun, Opie, you get any in the last 24 hours?
I will say that he hasn't.
Anthony knows me too well. There you go.
Well, you are getting married, so it must be slowing down.
Well, I'm not getting married soon. No. No, I'm not. Do not start that rumor.
All right. So in the world of playing radio rumors, we're going to invite a few people in studio with us, and we'll bring Mr. Bill Clinton along because he's going to have some fun answering a few rumors, and Hillary and Monica Lewinsky, and maybe we'll bring in OJ and Oprah and who else we got?
Wacky.
Michael Kennedy would be rocket on this. We don't have enough trees in the studio for him. God bless his stupid. Little stupid soul. What a dickwad. Can I say dickwad?
Yeah, you can say dickwad. You can abuse the Kennedys on the show.
Do we have a tranquilizer dart?
Does any
you mean
Kennedy,
like a guy from Wild Kingdom to come in and tag this guy?
Does any Kennedy die a natural death? No, it is just not possible. They're shooting their brains out or getting hit by
Jesus.
A tree. No, come on. You know, come on. I'm just stating the facts, man. The truth is pretty powerful.
So who let you in the building?
You did. You guys did. I was happy across the street, man. I was running out of quarters, but I was happy across the street, man. You guys rock.
Hey, Brian, did we get any bids on the soiled lingerie that he brought in? No. None of our listeners are that effed up, huh?
All right, I can play this game.
Well,
wait
a second. I think Teresa Hines, isn't that Kennedy's wife? She'd probably like it. Come on, Ted. Call in, buddy. Call in, Ted. You'd love it, pal.
All right, Anthony.
I got a rumor. Rumor has it that no one is listening to our show anymore.
I got nobody left in Boston to trash.
I have to say that's true.
I love all you guys from Boston. You know, right. Come on. I was out Goodwill hunting just a few minutes ago. I bagged one.
All right. We're going to play some Hendrix.
My head's spinning.
We're going to play some Hendrix. We're going to let Jeff run around the building about 1,000 times. And hopefully that'll calm him down.
Give me a double espresso. I'm just getting going, boy.
Oh, my God.
And we'll be back with...
like a 10-year-old on Yodels and Jolt.
We'll see if the listeners want to keep you in the studio or not. How's that sound?
It's up to the listeners.
Oh, come on. You guys got more power than that.
It's up to the listeners. Give us a call. Do you want this lunatic to stay on our show today? 931-1AF. My wounds on the only station that really rocks. It's Opie, it's Anthony, it's Brian, it's Jay from Framingham, and it's Jeff, the creator of this board game called Rumors.
Rumor has it, I don't think he created this game.
Now, wait a second, I'm throwing myself on the mercy of the Boston court. I'm going to give you guys Roger Clemens back. You know, there you go, you can have him back, that's one thing. And I'm voting for Goodwill Hunting for the Oscars this year. I'll do anything, anything. You know, what else you want? I got more bags of tricks. I want you back, guys.
He's Canadian.
You can tell he's Canadian, so it's cool to hate this guy. Trust me. It is very cool to hate this guy. And he is from Toronto. He did take Roger Clemens away from us.
This is the first guy on the show to plug a product that steers the conversation away from the product whenever you mention it. He hasn't plugged one.
I'll swing back around at some point.
All right, it's basically like a card game, and you start rumors with your buds while you're sitting around a table, right, Ann, or something like that?
Yeah, you think I was able to get game information out of this guy?
Yeah, I'll tell you. Well, here's kind of how it works.
For the third time, here's how it works.
Here's
okay.
how it works. Come
let's
on,
see if
I'll
we can figure
again.
It out this time.
All right. Let's, for fun, say Bill Clinton is playing with us.
Okay.
We could say, rumor has it, Bill thinks sex with a stranger, although dangerous, is far more exciting.
Okay, now we would have to...
Now, Bill. Bill goes first. Bill goes first. Bill puts his card down. He's going to see either true or false, but we don't know if that's true or false, correct?
And then we have to try to match
what
he did.
All of us are going to put our answer cards face down. We're going to see how well we know Bill. You know, and Bill will flip his over, and then we'll flip ours over and we'll see how well we know him. And he'll score points if we mismatch, and we'll score points if we match him.
Okay. I would definitely say
There we go. Absolutely.
All right. I want to play. I got a question.
Okay.
Rumor has it Jeff did a lot of blow before he entered the AAF studios. Okay. Put your card down, Jeff.
My card is down.
Okay. I will have to say true, Anthony.
Mine is a true card, yeah.
Okay, and Jeff, what is the answer?
The answer is absolutely false. Oh. So it sort of sounds like it, doesn't it, guys?
And what happens when you lie in the game?
Well, there is a rule. There is a rule for that, if somebody can prove that I have
lied. Did anyone check this guy's credentials? It could be a homeless guy that picked up the game.
He goes around and says he invented it.
Just look at what I'm wearing. If I don't look homeless to you, boys.
That's a great scam. I never thought of that. You could go into a store, buy a game, and then book yourself on radio shows and say you invented it.
Who's going to question it?
And by the way, we didn't get one single bid for the soiled lingerie that you brought in, because you did some chick in Toronto last night that had huge boobs, and this freaking thing smells. It stinks, and none of our listeners are going to bid for that.
Rumor has it Jeff wears that.
No.
Underneath his clothes.
No.
I say if Jeff wants to stay on our show, he has to put that on.
That was Marv Albert. I'll put it on. I'll absolutely put it on. We go to the break. I'm coming back with women's lingerie. That's one of the rumors, by the way. Rumor has it you have worn your partner's underwear.
All right, can you explain this game? That's all we want to know. You got 60 seconds from right now to explain the game. Go.
Okay, here's how it works. Somebody takes the role as rumor monger. They are holding 375 rumors. They will turn to Opie and say, Opie, pick a category. He can pick either fact, belief, or hot. Facts are things that have or have not happened to you. Beliefs are your life opinions on life topics. And hot is a hotter version of the previous two. Now, Opie, you will pick a category. Let's, for fun, say you pick hot. Now I have three rumor cards. Okay, now you will pick hot. Now I'm going to say, Opie, here we go. Rumor has it Opie has once made love to more than one person in a 24-hour period. Now. Now, Opie, you get to answer that. That's either true or false, and you put that answer face down in front of you. And then all of us are going to try to match your answer. 49-50-51.
Hey, Jeff.
What?
Hey, Jeff, I bet you they gave you the ball a lot when they played Smear the Queer in grammar school. Here, Jeff, it's your turn to run with the ball again.
I'm going to tell you, up in Canada, it was frozen, buddy.
Did they have short buses up in Canada? Those short yellow buses?
Have you ever been hit with a frozen tennis ball? I'm telling you, it makes a man out of you.
You know, I don't know. We got to go to the phones and see if the listeners want you to stay on our show today. 931-1AF. AF!
The guy's cracking me up. You got to keep him.
All right, bro. AF!
Drop kick that son of a bitch out the window. Seriously, drop kick the motherfucker out the window.
AF.
Let him stay.
Let him stay?
Sure.
Hey, it's 3-1.
AF, who's this?
This is Linda.
Hi, Linda. What's up?
Well, I think you should get this weirdo off the air.
Oh, no. It's not looking good for Jeff.
I'm sorry. I can't vote for him today.
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'll be right over.
Okay, go back to Canada, you Canucks.
Quit trying to make fun of us. We do better ourselves. Come on, is your husband home?
He should be home.
All right, well, I'll reroute him. I'll be there in 15 minutes, darling.
Okie
doke. All right, honey.
Bye-bye.
AF.
Get that freak of nature off the air. Where did you find him?
Hey, come on, they picked me up off the street, you know. Where's your Boston hospitality?
Yeah, done, buddy. Go home.
I'll be right there.
Wow, it's looking grim.
Well, the guys are digging it, I'm screwed now.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow.
It's not looking good for you, Jeff.
Wow.
I think we could do another break with you if you put the lingerie on.
I've been in tougher spots than this one.
Rumor. You know what Jeff told me during the last break? He also invented Monopoly and the cotton gin.
I had thrown Scrabble in the light bulb, buddy. I got them all. The VCR.
Man, I don't, you sure are winning over the people of Boston.
Well, you know, I'm throwing in Roger, but I'm taking the lingerie off the table. Forget it, man.
Well, no one wants your soil lingerie.
I can appreciate that. You know, I just thought it'd be a nice thing to do.
Look at these,
a little bit of Canadiana.
Look at these faxes coming in. Screw Iraq, let's bomb Canada. Jesus.
I'll tell you anything to take the attention off Monica. Come on, you guys do anything to take the attention off her. Jeez.
Dude, can you sit still for 1 minute, please?
He's doing the pee-pee dance in his chair.
I've got a Dr. Seuss rhyme if you want to hear it.
Oh, we heard this one. But go ahead.
No, I'm not. If you heard it.
All right, go ahead.
Green eggs and ham?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no. All right, here we go.
All right.
I'm here to ask, and you'll soon see. Did you grope Miss Levinsky? Did you grope her in your house? Did you grope her beneath her blouse? I do not do that here or there. I do not do that anywhere. I did not do that near or far. I did not do that star you are. Did you smile? Did you flirt? Did you peek beneath her skirt? And did you tell the girl to lie when called upon to testify? I do not like you, star you are. I think you have gone
Opie,
way too far.
Could you shoot me? Perhaps could you shoot me in the head, Opie?
I turned his mic off and he's still going. You can probably hear him in the background. His mic is off. All right, Jeff, here's the deal. If you want to be on the radio with us for another break, you will have to put on that green lingerie. If not, Jeff will not be here the next time we talk.
All right, here we go.
He's still talking. His mic's off. Are you going to put the lingerie on for the next break?
Yes, okay. I am.
All right, and if you have an opinion about this, strange guy, give us a call. If you want to abuse Canada.
I think he did just buy the game and came in. I want to see your name on this. Is your name anywhere on this game?
Check out the bottom line, the company, Screamer. Screamer Bill Productions.
I don't care, company.
I got a business card to prove it.
Is your name anywhere on this
box? I got a business card to prove it.
I can print a business card, too.
Well, my name is kind of buried in the word Screamer.
I think you're full of crap.
I am completely... Completely full of crap, you know?
For the love of God.
You're going to get a call. Hey, wait a minute. I invented that.
Right. I'm not sure this lingerie is going to go on, boys, but I'm going to give it a shot.
All right. Well, we'll go to the phones next. The only way Jeff will stay with us is if he puts on the green lingerie. In the meantime, it's Stabbing Westward on AAF. The only station that really rocks. It's Opie. It's Anthony. And I think it's a homeless guy named Jeff.
Jeff is here because he has put on the lingerie.
Jeff has put the lingerie. Get your fag lime green coat. Take that off.
I'm in full regalia now. I'm in complete full regalia. Smelling like a moose.
Dude.
Smelling like a moose. Well, I was true to my word. I said I'd do it, and here I am. It doesn't fit all that well, but I feel all foofy.
All Canadians come with the fur coat? Dude, what's up with that?
You got that right, buddy.
Dude, we told you to take off all your sweaters before you put the lingerie on.
Wow.
Me and Robin Williams, man, we're sporting a jacket here. It's Armani.
You make Robin Williams look like a baby's behind.
Wow. I think he's got a poodle on his chest.
You're like Dr. Zaius.
And now wait a second. Here's a rumor for the audience. One of the rumors. Rumor has it.
Chewie, take us to light speed.
Use the force. No, use the electric chamber. What are you talking about? Use the force.
Nice.
You
know,
use a Remington.
Nice gut, dude. Do some abs.
Hey, stop it. Come on, strip down. Come on. You know, you're a smart guy with a shirt on over there. Smart guy.
I ain't taking my shirt off. I wish the listeners could see this. We got Jeff, who supposedly invented this game called Rumors.
Although his name isn't on it.
It's a rumor that I had anything to do with it.
But he's such a pain in the ass that the only way we would allow him to stay is if he put the soiled lingerie on that he brought in to the studio from last night's encounter.
It was this morning's encounter.
So now he's wearing the lingerie with his big hairy belly. Jesus.
Anything for the cause.
I'm waiting for like guys with white coats and nets to come and go, yes, you invented this game. Mm-hmm. Yes, Rumors,
it's a funny
yes.
farm where life is beautiful all the time.
Take them away.
Happy. are coming to take me away.
Wow.
All right, well.
Well. Now what? Now no. Pamela and Tommy Lee, are they here today?
No, they're not here today.
They were expected in, weren't they?
I got a rumor for them.
Rumor has it. I had a rumor here somewhere. Rumor has it. This is an actual rumor in the game.
Okay.
Rumor has it. Pamela and Tommy Lee have been videotaped nude as an adult. Anyone heard anything about that?
Does that remind you of that first girlfriend you had, Opie? That had the mane running down her back? I love when Opie tells that story. His first girlfriend was a Wookiee.
Opie, are they hiring you for the next Star Wars movie as a Wookiee or what? Hey, Jay, who does this guy look like?
Chewbacca.
I just turned his mic off.
Yes, he is a Wookiee.
I ain't turning your mic on for a sec. Jay, what does he look like? Wait, go ahead. Now I got your mic
on. Actual person?
Yeah.
He looks like Ringo Starr and Mickey Rourke had a baby together.
I'm thinking Chewbacca meets RuPaul. That's my, you know.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I think it's Daniel Baldwin.
It's any one of the Baldwin brothers.
Wait, we're going to the phones to see if the listeners want you to stay or not.
Hey, hello?
Yeah.
Get this hermaphrodite off the friggin'
oh! AF!
Hello, Opie and Anthony?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, you should take this guy, get him to put the stuff on, and then throw him back out in the street where he came from with his game. Send him out there with the lingerie on, all soiled and everything. Send him out there to sell his game.
Alright, brother. AF, what do you got?
Hey, guys, gonna keep this guy. He sounds like he's having a mushroom flashback.
AF.
Hey,
Hey.
Just remind Jeff that there's a 7 o'clock bed check at the sanitarium, okay?
Alright, bro.
Take it easy.
Out in a day, Pat.
I think you missed your AA meeting today. Are we safe to assume that there, Jeff?
I'm on step number 13 at this point.
Have you ever had any kind of run-in with narcotics or anything?
You have to be a little more specific than that, officer.
Officer.
What are you talking about? I got to get back into Canada today, boys.
Okay, well, here, give him his game back and his lingerie and stuff.
Here you go. He allegedly invented this game, Rumors. You can pick it up where?
At any real toy store.
You can find any real toy store, and these are real toy stores. Games people play, the Gamekeeper, FAO Schwartz, and Toys, etc. You can go online and check it all out at www.decipher.com/East Wing. You can actually play Rumors online at worldwithoutborders.com, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, hosted from Los Angeles. And if you want to give Decipher a call and yell at him, you can yell at him at 1-800-654-3939. And there you have it. I am cooked, and I'm feeling all froofy with my lingerie, and I think I'm ready to go.
I'm off to, I'm sure, circle the globe in a hot air balloon. Right? Is that what you're doing next?
All right, give him his game, his lingerie.
All right.
If you can call us from the street.
Oh, very nice.
We feel safer that way.
Well, you know, I feel a lot safer that way, too.
Okay.
Although it's a little chilly out there, so everyone check out Rumors. Thanks for listening to me, Boston. You guys are great. I love you.
Well, then, I'm sure they'll return that love.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ow! Ow! He will be leaving from the front of the building, just in case anyone is wondering.
Yeah, and he got blonde hair and wire-rimmed glasses, and he's wearing a check shirt.
No, he looks like Ringo Starr and Mickey Rourke, yes. And he's got a lime green coat on.
No.
And he likes baseball bats to the head. Here's Rage Against the Machine, the Ghost of Tom Jones on AAF. The rubbing alcohol.
That's fine.
All right. And I'm over the alcohol. Here you go, bro.
I invented the Ferris wheel.
You did?
Nah, I just figured I'd say that.
Oh, okay.
You give me a drink.
All right. Well, can you leave the studio? We're done with game inventors at this point.
All right.
All right.
Pop-o-matic.
All right. Bye-bye. Oh, what's your name, by the way, bro?
Shut the hell up.
All right.
Give me a drink.
All right. Get him out of the studio. What the hell is going on around here this afternoon?
Bunch of game inventors coming in.
Yeah, if you weren't tuned in earlier, we had the inventor of the game Rumors.
I think that's a rumor. I think, I swear to this day, to this hour, I think he just bought the game.
Right.
And he goes around to radio stations and says he invented it.
It's a great scam. It's a way to get on radio, right?
I guess so.
But I think it's a good game. We really couldn't tell because he just, I don't know.
It sounds like it could be fun playing with a bunch of people that you know.
No, we could have done. We could have saved a lot of time and just tell people next time we're in the mall, you know, pick up the game Rumors and turn it over and see what it's all about. Just read the directions off the back of the box.
Yeah, he wasn't going to tell us.
No.
But I couldn't understand. He was talking too fast.
It was just fun abusing the guy.
Yeah.
The guy had the hairiest chest I've ever seen in my life.
It was like it looked like he had a poodle on his stomach.
Right. And then I go, nice cut. At one point, if you're just tuning in, we did have the inventor of Rumors in the studio. The only way we would allow him to stay on our show was to put on the lingerie from the chick he did last night. For some reason, he decided to bring the lingerie into the show today. She had huge boobs, I guess, and it was this lime green one-piece number. And we made the guy put it on to stay in the studio. So he takes his shirt off, and we go, all right, when are you going to take off your sweater, too? Unbelievable.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
All right, now we got to get going with our show.
Oh!
Yeah, we actually had stuff planned today.
Yeah, that went out the window.
All right, you want to qualify another person to win the White Ale Club Med prize pack?
Hey, you want to go to Turks and Caicos Islands with Op Op and Akak?
And Sam Adams.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Cook's going to be down there drinking with us. It's going to be a blast. We're going to be down there for a week broadcasting live. We're celebrating the fact that Sam Adams has this new brew, White Ale. And all this week, we're qualifying people. And then Friday, we'll pick a winner from all the qualifiers. And you're going down there to the islands with me and Akak.
That sounds like fun.
And I think we're going to be doing it this next week and the following week. This is like a 3-week contest because it's a very big deal.
Yes, it is.
All right. And we just don't want any schmoes going down there with us. We want someone that knows us, knows the show, knows the radio station. So we're doing Opie and Anthony trivia for you to qualify.
You got to be a little bit of a fan of the show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you want me to give him the question, Opie?
Yeah, it's your turn to get the question out there.
All right. Occasionally, during the past couple of years, we've gotten these faxes from a gentleman. You might remember one like this. Sometimes I like to take a cheese grater to my butt and then sit in a bowl of brute. Or sometimes when I get a hangnail,
right.
I like to peel it back till I get a thin red stripe all the way up to my elbow. And my favorite.
The credit card one?
Yes. Yeah, okay, sometimes when I'm in the shower and the bar of soap gets real, real thin, I slide it through my ass crack like a credit card and go beep, beep. Who came up with these genius little bits of thought?
Yeah, you got to be a true faithful listener because we haven't had him on the show in a while.
Yeah.
All right, if you know that answer, you qualify for the trip to the Islands, Mon, with Sam Adams, Opie and Anthony, and WAF.
Very good.
CD went on sale today. Pearl Jam from Yield. Here's Giving a Fly on AF. AF!
Hey, buddy, how you doing? I'm down here in the lobby. They won't let me out of here, pal. It's a touching scene. You wouldn't believe it. Oh, no. I'm telling you, Mayor Menino's here. He wants to give me the key to the city.
No, I don't think
I got
so.
The key to, I got Ray Flynn here. He's got my endorsement, man. I mean, Drew Bledsoe's here. The nanny's here, man. I'm in tears. This is so incredible. Boston has embraced me, guys.
Go back to Canada, you Canuck.
I'll go back, but you ain't not getting Roger Clemens back. Ain't no way you're not getting him back, boys.
Hey, dude, we love your game, by the way.
Thank you so much, guys.
No. We have a crooked table in the lunch, the break room, and now the table's nice and straight.
That's as good as that's the best thing anyone's ever done with that thing, man. Now, you know, you mix little plaster dust, I tell you, you can fix walls and all kinds of stuff with a Rumors game.
Anthony, any final words?
Was that Anthony or is that Monica? It's so hard to tell the difference.
You know, the weather sucks so bad in Canada, now I know why you guys all grow your own sweaters on your body. Later, dude.
You boys stay out of trouble now. Spread some rumors.
almost lived. 107.3 WAF, the only station that really rocks. Megadeth, almost honest. That's a WAF exclusive on this happy hump day with Hop Hop and Agag.
That's right, hump day, Wednesday afternoon. Hump day, middle of the week. Head toward back side of the wall. Hump day, go toward the week.
I got a way to start the show today.
What do you got?
Yeah! Another one bites the dust!
Another one bites the dust.
Another bitch dies!
And another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
Hats off to the great state of Texas!
Hallelujah!
Texas, I gotta say, fine job, George Bush Jr. over there in Texas, not backing down, not cowering to the pressure of these fruitcakes who thought this girl should have lived, because maybe she, I don't even think she's, you know, good looking at all, but some people think, you know, oh, she's good looking, so let her go.
Now, is George Bush a Republican, Jr.?
Of course he is.
Gonna have to go against everything I believe in. He should be our next president.
I don't care, Republican, Democrat, or whatever. I, there are some things I agree with that are Democratic in nature and some things that are Republican in nature. And George Bush Jr. down there did a fine thing.
A fine, fine thing.
By saying, you know, this is how it is. This is the laws. I was elected to uphold the laws of this state. This is the law, and I'm not going to change it. And she went to her death.
She's gone!
Goodbye!
See you later. Thank you very much.
They killed a woman named Carla Faye Tucker. Some said let her live, but I just said...
Very good. I'm happy. I'm a happy person today.
Yes. A little bit of reality.
Is the death penalty a deterrent? I don't think so. But are there a few families today happy? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, there are.
You know? The reason why the death penalty isn't a deterrent, by the way, it's really simple. Let's say, Akak, you go out and kill someone tomorrow.
Oh, you're on to me.
What are the odds, Akak, that you're going to die from the death penalty for killing a person?
In this commonwealth?
Zero. Well, zero in this commonwealth.
Zero.
Okay, let's just say you live in a state that has the death penalty.
Okay.
And you kill someone. What are the odds that you would actually die for your crime?
Pretty slim.
Very actually. Slim. You probably have a better chance at winning the lottery.
Yeah.
And that's why the death penalty is not a deterrent, because these people realize that the odds are so slim that they're actually going to die for their crimes.
Right. And no one really thinks it out, I think. I don't think you go, yeah, I'm going to kill this person. Uh-oh, the death penalty. You know, you're pretty hyped up when you're killing people, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is that in today's world, we are trying to have a civilized society.
Right.
We are trying to get politically correct and have a real civil society. The problem is there's a small portion of people in this world that don't want to live by the rules.
They're uncivilized.
Of course.
She was all nice. Everyone saw the video of her smiling and doing the interviews and talking about her love for Jesus and how it's okay, and she's been forgiven and born again and everything like that. No one remembers maybe 15 years ago that this woman took a pickaxe and hacked a couple of people apart.
Not only did she hack the people apart, she was having orgasms while she was doing it.
Well, what's wrong with that? I agree wholeheartedly. She's having orgasms.
She's out of here. See ya. I'm happy today.
Her husband, did you see him on all the talk shows last night?
What a loser. Is he King Loser?
Boy, he really looked upset.
Dude, he never had sex with his wife.
He never touched her.
He never touched her.
Never even had any physical contact with her.
Right.
Well, what does that have to say? I don't know. But it's a crazy situation, and I'm glad she's dead.
Yeah. And he's going to make all the talk shows, sir, because he didn't seem too sad that his wife's now dead.
No, we'll probably do a wacky thing on Letterman or something.
Wacky thing.
Like, come out and do some wacky, you know, thing. Yeah. Texas.
Another one bites the dust.
The great state of Texas.
Here she
came
is.
Through again
another
for the boys.
The here she is.
And another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
Goodbye.
I hope you get to meet Jesus for a couple of minutes anyway before they put you in that express elevator downstairs.
All right, we're just getting warmed up. Give us a call, 931-1AF, fax line 931-1073. We're going to qualify someone this hour
to have that chance to win the trip to the islands with me, you, and Sam Adams. Going crazy. If you want to add a fax to the pile, it's 931-1073.
Look at this. The front page of the Herald. It took me by surprise when I first read it.
I am so dead.
It says, I am so dead, but it actually says, I am so sorry.
Right.
And somebody clipped out the word dead and put it in there and faxed it to us.
Very good. If you want to make your own headline for Carla Faye Tucker, you can fax those in today, 931-1073. You could use the Herald and just, you know, put your own little saying in there.
And then we got another one. Don't mess with Texas.
That's right, baby.
Got the Texas state flag and everything on it.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Who sent that one in?
Who's that? Evie?
Evie. Thank you, Evie. She agrees with our stance on the death penalty.
Of course.
Fry them all.
Kill.
Kill
die,
them all.
Die.
Yeah. Die. Die. I can't do that anymore. I effed up my vocal cords. I can't scream for a couple days. That sucks. I'm full of angst.
What?
Hey, you know what we got to do this hour is qualify another person to win a White Owl Club Med prize pack. And then if you qualify for that on Friday, out of all the qualifiers this week, we're going to pick one person to go down to the Turks and Caicos Islands with you and I and Sam Adams as we try out White Owl from Sam Adams and broadcast live for a week.
On the white sands.
Yes. Everyone wants to go down there with us and hang out with Sam Adams.
Dude, think about it. You're down there in the Caribbean. It's nice and warm. You got Sam Adams bringing all the beer you could possibly want.
You got to imagine the beer is free.
Beaches, crystal clear water, do some jet skiing. We're going to have a pisser.
That's right.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, some guy called last night. He wants to go with us really bad.
Oh, yeah.
Check this out from last night. AF, who's this?
Tommy.
And what do you got, Tommy?
Well, because I want to know if I can come to the islands with you.
How old are you?
11.
11?
There'll be beer down there.
I can drink both of you under the table.
Have you ever done a keg stand before?
Yeah.
Funnel shots.
I got drunk in the woods once. I handled all of it. I went home and I puked.
Welcome to manhood.
Man, maybe you should join us down there in the Caribbean.
Sounds like what we'll be doing.
Do you like babes?
Yeah.
There's going to be plenty of babes for us down there.
Yeah, and little bikinis.
Cool.
Have you lost your virginity?
Yeah.
How was it?
Good.
What was his name?
What?
Nothing.
Yeah, what do you do when you hang out with your pals?
Well, usually I just get drunk and lay by wherever I go. Usually I just sleep and puke in my bed.
What's your drink of choice?
Well, I usually just drink anything that, like, makes me get kind of queasy.
Puking's the goal for him.
Are you going to go out and have some beers tonight?
Yeah.
Where?
Well, I usually go up the woods.
Yeah, you can't get into the bars, huh?
No.
Can't wait till you're old enough to get into the titty bars, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to be working there and drinking all the friggin' beer I can.
Getting lap dances?
Yeah.
All right, buddy. You have a great night.
All right.
Take it easy.
Don't drink and drive tonight.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
Puke over Smurfs.
Puke on his Smurf sheets.
There you go. Obviously, you got to be 21 or over.
Yes.
And we want to go down there with some cool people, so we're doing Opie and Anthony trivia to qualify you.
All right.
Go to your Demented World CD, gang, if you want a chance to win this. It's a simple question. A lady called us thinking she was calling Publishers Clearing House.
Right, to claim her prize.
To claim her prize. What was the consolation prize that we gave this lady?
Oh, because she thought it was, 10 grand or something.
Right, and we said it was something else.
Mm.
What is the consolation prize of the Publishers Clearinghouse prank call that we made? It's on Demented World if you want to quickly look it up. In the meantime, it's Bush. Oh, the phone number, by the way, 931-1AAF. It's Opie and Anthony. We got to get a winner here to qualify them for a White Owl Club Med prize pack, and then they'll be in the drawing to win that trip to the islands with you and I and Sam Adams as we try out some White Owl. And we're doing Opie and Anthony trivia. What is the question again?
What was, you might remember a call on Demented World where a girl called up and thought she got Publishers Clearinghouse because she won, and we told her she won $10,000 in a European vacation. Of course she didn't. What was the consolation prize we offered her?
Let's go to the phones. AF, who's this?
Alan,
where are you calling from?
I'm on the Mass Pike.
All right, what is the answer to the Opie and Anthony trivia question?
Steak knives.
Yeah!
Steak knives.
That's of course it. It is.
And of course she had to pay the shipping.
I know the whole show.
Thanks, oh, Alan. Well, Alan, you just qualified by winning a White Ale Club Med prize pack, and then you're going to be one of the guys that we throw in the hat Friday to go down to the Turks and Caicos Islands with me and Anthony and Sam Adams.
Great.
All right, hold on the line for a sec.
All right, thanks.
I think we should play the call now, huh?
Of course.
From Demented World. We're not selling this thing anymore. I mean, it's still out there to buy, but I know everyone has it, so
yeah.
Thank you very much. But check this one out on AF.
Hello?
Yes, I'm calling. Is this...
Yes, it is. What can we do for you today?
Yes, I just got a call.
Yes.
And he gave me my claim number.
Uh-huh.
Because I won a prize.
Yes, you did. What claim number did you get?
654.
654.
321.
321.
6J.
6J?
Yes.
Ooh. Pretty excited, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah? You ever win anything before?
Never won anything.
Hold on, please.
Oh, okay.
Dude, tell her she won a European vacation.
Hello?
Hello?